Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Democratic Party in Iowa has new leadership. Let's go in-depth with party chair Mark Smith from Marshalltown. So, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm a sixth-generation Iowan, and was just finishing my 10th term in the Iowa House of Representatives. I had the honor of representing the people from the Marshalltown area for 20 years, and was planning on retiring, and then the state party chair retired, and I became state party chair in February.
Tell us a little bit about your professional life.
I'm a licensed independent social worker. When I started as a social worker back in 1974, I replaced someone who had been in social work since the beginning of welfare programs in 1932. And I thought, what a length of time. Now that I'm in my 47th year of being a social worker here in Iowa, it doesn't seem like any time at all. But I've done just about everything in the social work field. And the last things that I've done has been treating people with co-occurring mental health and substance use disorders.
All right. And what's your goal in your leadership position in the Democratic Party?
To turn this state blue from top to bottom and make sure that we restore progressive good government in the state and nationally. And so I'll be working very hard to make sure that Vice President Biden carries the state, that we send Joni Ernst home and elect Teresa Greenfield, and that we sweep the four congressional districts, take back the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate.
Well, and what do you think the prospects of that are?
The polling looks very good for us. As you've probably heard, Vice President Biden is within 1 point of President Trump. Teresa Greenfield, after just winning a four-way primary, was leading in the Iowa Senate race, and we're looking good in the four congressional seats as well.
Around here, amongst my Republican friends, they're standing strong with President Trump, and there's a whole lot of people that think that Senator Ernst has done a good job. Here in rural Iowa, I don't hear a lot of complaints about either of them. How do you make it happen in rural Iowa?
Well, these are my roots. I was born in Osceola. My mother still has farmland there, and I am a graduate of Winterset High School and Graceland College in Lamoni. So rural Iowa is something that's very dear and near to me. And we do that by pointing out the problems with the inconsistency between what President Trump has said and what he has done, and the fact that Joni Ernst said that she was going to Washington, D.C. to make them squeal, and instead what's happened is that she has started singing the same tune as the Washington Insiders. I believe that we make that strong case, and we just have to cite what has occurred with commodity prices because of the unnecessary trade wars that have gone on, and also have a look at what's happened with ethanol production and the changes that have occurred in their viewpoints on those issues.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Democratic Party Chair Mark Smith. Yeah, the ethanol thing is a big deal.
It is, yes. This is something that they already are coming out with changes to the renewable fuel standards that continue to hurt ethanol production. We need to hear a clear voice from Senator Ernst in that regard, and the president needs to be consistent with what he said about ethanol in the past. Unfortunately, those things are not occurring.
With respect to strategy, I hear a lot from Democrats about what's wrong with what Republicans do. Lots of complaints about Trump. I don't hear a lot of vision. It's more like they're just waiting for President Trump to fail, where here he's still strong. We ran a poll recently that showed that the majority of people, that he would still win in Marion County, not so much in Warren County or Jasper County, but he still has a strong presence. And what's the vision that Democrats are presenting?
Well, the vision is that we are standing firm on what needs to occur in rural Iowa to keep rural Iowa vibrant. We've been hearing over and over again those activities with rural Iowa that haven't come to fruition. So the Democrats will be promoting an array of agricultural efforts that improve the agricultural economy, such as markets for ethanol and markets for other crops that we can grow here in our state. In addition to that, we have been strong on making sure that we have a strong rural economy connected by broadband, and that we have quality health care across our state, including the training of people to locate in rural Iowa, which has not been occurring under the present administration.
So how do you get people to return to rural Iowa?
Well, one of the things is to recruit people that come from rural Iowa and appreciate that way of life. Second of all is having more of a program to help with the cost of their education and repayment. And we know that if someone stays in an area for 8 years after graduating with their terminal degree, that the probability is quite high that they're going to stay in those areas from that time forward.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Democratic Party Chair Mark Smith. What can Democrats do about jobs in rural Iowa?
Well, I think connecting more, this pandemic that we're going through currently means that more people are working from home currently, and that this is going to be a change in our society moving forward. And so having the connectivity through broadband, all of the ways that people can work from home and from their home communities will be important to changing our society and making rural Iowa more vibrant when we offer those opportunities.
Well, in the counties that our listenership is, we have a pretty strong manufacturing economy. How can you help the manufacturing businesses that are around here, the large and small ones?
Well, I think the efforts that the Democrats have proposed of buying Iowa products first and promoting Made in America products will help in that regard.
Okay, so how do you make that happen? The products are where they are and the markets are where they are. How do you make that happen?
By promoting that these are the best quality products and ensuring that we are utilizing those when government contracts go out and promoting businesses to buy within the state of Iowa. Areas that have had strong mutual buying of products back and forth have proved that this works and works well for local economies.
What are some other components of your vision?
Well, education is at the hallmark of this. Every Iowa child deserves a quality education, and we as Democrats have promoted that this starts with pre-K and goes through at least 14 years of education. It is outrageous how much higher education is costing Iowans right now to go on and further their training. We also know that there is great value to union and apprenticeship programs, and also what's available through the community colleges. And so making sure that the job training is available and affordable to Iowans across the state so that they can further their education. We know that we're very high on the number of people who receive a high school degree, but that we need more training beyond high school. That's what we can offer, and thus improve the quality of life and the wages that Iowans are earning.
Now, when you and I went to school, I think that we paid like 23-25% of the cost of our education. And now kids have, and the state would pick up 75% or so. Now that ratio is reversed and the students are having to pick up the bulk of that. Just seems that the state and actually our nation has sort of turned away from recognizing the benefits of affordable education for our students. How do you turn that around?
Well, we turn it around by putting more money into education and investing in it. I went to college in the 1970s and came out of college with a whopping debt of $2,800 and a first-year job of $8,600, less than 50% of my first-year salary in debt. And now we have students that are coming out with 2, 3, 4 years more of debt than their first year of earning. We've got to turn that around by putting more money into our college system so that it is more affordable.
Do you think that we're going to maintain, this is something I'm just really interested in, the caucuses are fascinating to me. Do you think we're going to be able to retain them next time around?
There is quite a bit of work that's going on that, Bob. The caucuses are in Iowa law, and it's something that's important to both the Republican and Democratic Party, and both have had problems with the caucuses and will have with them being a volunteer-based program. I think that we can resolve those issues. I've participated in them from 1972 forward, and I know that there's been changes through the years for the better. I think we can work that out, convince the national parties that it's appropriate for us to continue and continue to have a strong presence in the selection of our presidents.
Well, Senator Grassley, Senator Ernst, Governor Reynolds, they were out in hours, a day or so, expressing support for the caucuses after things sort of fell apart last year at the hands of the Democrats. But the Republicans were there and having the Democrats back. I've never seen anything from Tom Harkin. I saw something from Loebsack later. I saw something from Patty Judge, but it was like the Democratic leadership that we have didn't come out in support of the caucuses. And that was quite a disappointment after what happened last year. And are you sure that everybody wants it?
Well, I have been talking to all of the folks that you just mentioned and feel very strongly that they are supportive of us continuing the caucuses here and being first in the nation. And I also am very grateful that we had support from the other side of the aisle. And as I've mentioned, both political parties have had issues. I think in 2012, where the Republicans had some difficulty determining who won the caucuses.
Sure, and I should say Republican Party Chair Jeff Kaufman also came out in strong support of them. It's just interesting to me. It's such an important cultural kind of thing to get Iowa's hand in it for it to turn out the way that it did. Well, and Vice President Biden didn't do so well here, and that can't help.
Well, what we're planning on is for that to change in the general election this fall.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share today about plans, vision, just why people should turn and or why people should come and help this vision of the Democratic Party become reality?
Well, I really think that from the time forward, Franklin Roosevelt was elected president of the United States and sworn in on March 4th, 1933. From that time forward, we have lived in Franklin Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt's world, and then the progressive nature of the Democratic Party has been demonstrated time and time again in American politics, and we will show it again this year in this election.
Thanks to Mark Smith for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, Contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.